This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. As you just heard on NPR, a three-judge panel has blocked Texas's 2025 congressional redistricting map from taking effect in time for next year's midterm elections. Texas has appealed, though, handing the ultimate decision over to the Supreme Court. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live with reaction. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. The judges say a trial would likely uphold the plaintiff's argument that the map was an illegal racial gerrymander. Democratic Congresswoman Lizzie Fletcher represents Houston's 7th Congressional District with her comments.
Our representatives, the people in charge in our state, are trying to take away the voices of Texans and their ability to be heard. And so this opinion makes that clear, explains why it's wrong, and violates the 14th and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution.
The congressional redistricting battle took place after President Trump called on Texas lawmakers to redraw their maps in order to hand Republicans 5 seats in Congress during next year's midterm elections. A decision by the Supreme Court is expected quickly. Matt?
All right, Tom. Former Houston City Council member Amanda Edwards says the court decision is a, quote, relief. She's in a runoff for the 18th Congressional District, which was impacted by the redistricting effort. She notes that the court decision could lead to more confusion, though, between the runoff in January and the 2026 primary election in March.
So we'll have to be changing our messaging on that and making sure people will have awareness that, of course, if you were in the district in 24, you'll be however you voted then, however you vote in 25, you can vote in 26.
Edwards is in a runoff with Christian Menefee for that seat in the 18th Congressional District, which was formerly held by Houston's last mayor, Sylvester Turner. We will keep you updated on all of this here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, Governor Greg Abbott has designated the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, as a foreign terrorist organization along with the Muslim Brotherhood. Our government reporter, Andrew Schneider, says that while the legal implications of the designation are murky, it could have a chilling effect on donations to CARE.
The declaration authorizes a lawsuit to enjoin CARE's operations in Texas and, quote, impose other reasonable requirements to prevent the organization from engaging in future gang activities.
At the federal level, the designation of an FTO means that they're toxic.
University of Houston Law Center professor Emily Berman says the federal designation bars anyone from providing monetary support on pain of criminal prosecution.
Using that same label in Texas might be designed to and actually might have the effect of drying up financial support.
CARE issued a statement defending its record as a civil rights organization. It says it has successfully sued Abbott 3 times on First Amendment grounds and is prepared to do so again. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Sports tonight, the Rockets are back on the floor. They play the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland at 6 o'clock. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.